You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Domestic indices ended Wednesday's session in the red. The NSE Nifty 50 tumbled 62.60 points, or 0.34%, to 18,285.40, and BSE Sensex slipped 208.01 points, or 0.34%, to 61,773.78. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty tanked 276.60 points, or 0.63%, to 43,677.85, while Nifty Pharma jumped 126.25 points, or 1.03%, to 12,440.45. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were Sun Pharma, Dr. Reddy, ITC, IndusInd Bank, and Titan, while the losers were Adani Enterprises, Adani Ports, Tata Motors, HDFC Bank, and ICICI Bank. Adani Transmission, Adani Total Gas, NDTV, Adani Green, and Vishesh Info Techniques were among 64 NSE stocks that hit the upper price band, while Adani Wilmar, GE T&D India, Servotech Power Systems, Wanbury, and Zim Laboratories were among 40 stocks that hit the lower price band. In other news, the economic impact on India by its entrepreneurs, which is part of the e-commerce platform Shopify, has put the country in the 26th spot on the Shopify Entrepreneurship Index involving 40 countries. The index, topped by the US, Lithuania, and Romania, released last week, was undertaken by Shopify along with Deloitte to calculate the GDP impact, business activity impact, jobs supported, and exports generated by millions of entrepreneurs on Shopify in 2022. To rank countries, the impact calculated was compared to national values for each country and state, using public data from the International Monetary Fund, IMF, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, the International Labour Organization, ILO, and government statistical agencies. Meanwhile, Hindalco Industries Limited on Wednesday posted fiscal fourth quarter earnings with profit of Rs. 2,411 crores, down 37.4% as against Rs. 3,851 crores in the same quarter last year. However, the profit grew 77% sequentially, driven by a continued focus on cost control and a resilient operational performance by India business, the company said. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 55,857 crores in the fourth quarter of FY23, in comparison to Rs. 55,764 crores in the corresponding quarter last year, on account of better realizations and volumes in India operations. The company's EBITDA stood at Rs. 5,818 crores, down 23% on year. This was impacted by higher input costs and unfavorable macros, partially offset by better operational performance of copper business. The board also recommended a dividend of Rs. 3 per equity share of Rs. 1 each for the year ended March 2023. Hindalco's Novelis posted revenue for the fourth quarter at Rs. 36,176 crores. Total shipment of flat roll products were at 936 kt in Q4 FY23 versus 987 kt in Q4 FY22, down 5% on year and up 3% QOQ, supported by higher aerospace and record automotive shipments in Q4. Moving on, while the Reserve Bank of India has not put a cap on the number of Rs. 2,000 notes that one can deposit in bank accounts, tax experts say one should be aware of the Statement of Financial Transaction (SFT) rules. High-value cash deposits are reported by banks to the Income Tax Department as per the SFT rules. This is also reflected in the depositor's 26AS and Annual Information Statement. The threshold for reporting of cash deposits by a bank or the Postmaster General is Rs. 10 lakh in accounts other than the current account in a financial year and Rs. 50 lakh in one or more current accounts in a financial year. Lastly, Snapchat has announced a significant achievement in India, surpassing 200 million monthly active user base. The company says that it continues to invest in India through a localized platform experience, local content initiatives and partnerships, and a dedicated focus on regional creators via Spotlight and Stories. The company has localized its platform experience, emphasizing regional content initiatives, partnerships, and support for regional creators through features like Spotlight and Stories. Currently, more than 120 million Indian Snapchatters actively consume content on the app's Stories and Spotlight tabs, indicating a strong user engagement. Spotlight, the company's user-generated entertainment platform, has experienced substantial growth in India, and the time spent on the feature more than tripling. Ajit Mohan, president of APAC at Snapchat, expressed his enthusiasm on the same and highlighted the potential for partners, creators, and brands to build communities and businesses on Snapchat. Quote, "I am thrilled to have joined Snap at a time when the momentum among our Indian community has never been stronger. We see incredible potential for partners, creators, and brands to build communities and businesses on Snapchat, and we couldn't be more excited about our future. Young India has particularly valued the healthy and private environment that has been at the heart of our experiences, and this will continue to be our focus going forward," unquote, he said at the announcement. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.